Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A startup firm which began selling their product online will soon have it on the shelves at Walmart. The product is Muddy Bites. The company is a partnership of former Lamar's area resident Jared Steffes and his business partner Tyler DeVos. Steffes describes a Muddy Bite.
Muddy Bites is essentially the bottom part of a sundae cone, just that waffle end filled with chocolate. So essentially, we took the best part of a sundae cone and turned it into a bite-sized snack that one can enjoy over and over again.
Steffes says Muddy Bites came about by inspiration.
I mean, a sundae cone, or I should say my now wife was eating a sundae cone, and she gave me the bottom part, and I'm like, why is nobody selling just the bottom part of a sundae cone? Almost like a light bulb moment.
Jared needed a partner to produce Muddy Bites. Enter Tyler DeVos.
I could do marketing a little bit, right? And then I didn't know how to make food whatsoever. Knew nothing about CPG, producing food, manufacturing, all that stuff, and immediately thought of my network, who does? And so at the time, Tyler started a barbecue sauce company out of his dorm room, and so I was like, hey, I've got this idea. You know a little bit at least about food. Like, can you help me with this idea? And so he said yes, I think within 30 seconds.
Steffes says he and his partner DeVos have split the workload.
From there, he kind of ran more of the operational side of things and kind of figuring out how to actually make Muddy Bites and at a mass scale. And I kind of ran all the other kind of branding, social media, marketing side of the business. And we really kind of started that in 2018. And the idea really kind of started in 2019 when we launched on Kickstarter.
The first Muddy Bites were made 3 years ago by a crew of college students in Ames, and now they're operating out of a facility in North Sioux City, South Dakota. The company's already worked its way into retail stores, 5,200 nationwide so far. Their big break came this year when they competed with several thousand other firms in a product showcase before Walmart executives in Arkansas. Muddy Bites is among those products chosen for sales at Walmart stores nationwide. Steffes says they're now ramping up production to meet an April Walmart deadline. The Sioux Center City Council has approved the sale of the former city hospital property for future development. The 3.6-acre site, located along U.S. Highway 75 in Sioux Center, was sold to RMK Properties. The plan for the property is to create a professional office complex to be the home of Cruise & Cruise PC, as well as additional retail or office space. This is one of three areas of the city where retail, professional, and even light industrial uses will be developed. The city purchased the parcel after it was vacated when the current Sioux Center Health Complex opened. The city then raised the property. It's identified as a brownfield site. This makes the developer of the property eligible for tax credits for future projects. No word on when development at the site will start. There will be a special meeting of the Sioux County Board of Supervisors to take place on September 1st to appoint a new sheriff. Current Sheriff Dan Aldana announced his retirement effective August 31. The board will meet the next day, September the 1st, to appoint a replacement. Aldana, meanwhile, won a primary election to be the Republican nominee for the County Board of Supervisors, representing Sioux Center. No Democrats have filed papers to run in the general election for that post this fall. Northwest Iowa Community College has received high national rankings from personal finance website WalletHub.com. NCC was ranked number 2 in the nation for best overall community college and number 2 nationally for career outcomes in the website's 2022 report. WalletHub.com compared 650 community colleges across the country to determine where students can receive the best education at the lowest price. Last year, NCC ranked 3rd in career outcomes and 12th overall. And many thousands of refugees from Afghanistan have found new homes in the U.S. in recent months, with several hundred settling in Iowa. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says there's new evidence several dozen of them should never have been allowed into the country, and at least 70 of them have been identified as possible national security threats. Grassley asked FBI Director Chris Wray during a U.S. Senate panel meeting this month if he knew where the 70 are located. Grassley says Wray told him he didn't know but promised he'd find out. Grassley also says there's no way to know if any of the Afghans who now live in Iowa are among those considered possible security threats. But he adds he's confident the vast majority of the refugees are hardworking people and will contribute to Iowa's economy. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.